This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, the Illinois Farm Bureau annual meeting has come to an end, and Farm Bureau members had several opportunities to listen to updates on issues that directly affect their farming operation. And the issue we'll spend our time talking about this morning is crop insurance. Doug Yoder serves as crop agency manager for Country Financial and mentioned several changes to federal crop insurance during our visit in Chicago.
Doug, we're going to focus on crop insurance today, some updates, and I also want to talk to you about claims for this growing season. We'll start there. A lot of talk about spray drift from dicamba issues. A lot of claims come in to Country Financial for that, or maybe just other claims in general. Can you provide us with an update?
Well, and I'll be honest with you, Katie, I focus on federal crop, and federal crop has never been designed, in my opinion, to cover or pay for man-made causes of loss. Mm-hmm. So regardless of the chemical or the spray drift, let's say, it can't pay for that. So the dicamba issue, though, did get some help this year just because of good timing. One of the main new features federal crop launched this summer, it's called third-party protection. So if a third party damages my crop from a variety of possible ways, it could be spray drift, could also be cows running free in my field, could be somebody joyriding through my field, could be somebody starting a fire. If a third party damages my crop, for the first time ever, now federal crop can exclude that from hurting your APH. Third-party damage like that, in my opinion, has always been a double problem. The first problem is somebody just caused a loss this year. Federal crop still can't cover that. But that second problem, where that hurts my 10-year APH or my guarantee for the next 10 years, that one we can now fix with this new feature. So as long as the farmer or the landowner notifies us and our adjuster can go out to the field and identify and measure the damage before harvest, we can now exclude those damaged acres from that 10-year calculation so it protects their future guarantees, which is a really nice feature.
That is a nice new feature and definitely sounds like a benefit to producers. So we can't really talk about dicamba claims because you said federal crop insurance doesn't cover that. As far as claims due to inclement weather, flooding, hail damage, how many of those came in this year?
Still calculating, so we don't have the complete picture yet, but more than I would have guessed. I mean, I'll be honest, I've come full circle. I spent most of the early growing season expecting big claims this year. Then all of a sudden, we had a lot more yield than I ever anticipated. However, we are seeing some pockets that are still that still had some significant problems. For example, up here at annual meeting, talked to a farmer from Clay County. He had 10 bushel corn. So obviously, he's going to have some corn, sizable corn claims. That same gentleman had 45 bushel beans. So his beans did decent, but corn struggled. And we're hearing that, but it's more, I would call, pocket problems this year. For the most part, yields came out far better than I think any of us anticipated, so we're not going to have a huge claim year this year overall. But certainly some pockets will see some coverage.
And I did hear about some of those pocket issues. It just depends on whether you got the rain or not. And some folks had rain right when they needed it, and they had awesome yields. And then others, you just said 10 bushel corn, that's not good. But thankful for crop insurance to help in those times of need.
That's exactly right. And there's no doubt in my mind that this is the main protection now that farmers rely on. And worse, even though farmers are better now at what they do than they ever have been because they've continued to invest in new tools and technology and so forth, there's still so many things out of their control. Like weather this year. So thank goodness we have a viable program that can step in and help them through the tough times.
So we've talked about one change so far, but you have a few more to tell us about. So I guess number two, what's up?
The second big one is called margin protection. I describe it this way. Ever since the inception of crop insurance, farmers have had the option to insure against yield losses. Since 1998, they've also had the option to protect against revenue losses. So revenue coverage would incorporate price and yield. Now, this year, for the first time ever, farmers can consider a third type of coverage. It's called margin protection. So margin protection would incorporate yield and price on the revenue side, but also some input costs. They measure a set of input costs, and if those costs go up enough during the insurance period, then that could trigger a claim. It's protecting the margin. So it's a brand new concept and a good concept to investigate. But I think there's going to be quite a lengthy learning curve on this new product to see does it fit is the coverage good enough for farmers to invest in it? Because there's a few caveats we're simply not used to. For example, it is a county-based product. They're not protecting your margin on your farm. They're using a set of averages in each county. So we'll have to see, is that popular or is that good enough for farmers to spend premium on it? Second caveat is the timing. Farmers are very used to buying crop insurance, let's say for corn and beans, by that March 15th deadline. This one, they set the deadline September 30th. So it's already too late for farmers to buy this coverage for the 2018 year. I'm still going to spend all winter talking about it at our winter crop meetings so that learning curve takes place in case some people haven't heard about it yet and they want to learn about it to see if it fits their operation down the road. Because there are some built-in advantages. Obviously, it's a new added peril they can protect against if they so choose. Another advantage is simply the coverage level. Farm-level policies maximize your coverage level at 85%. That leaves you a 15% deductible at a minimum. One advantage county-based products have always enjoyed is you could crank it up to 90%, shrink your deductible a little bit. This new margin protection, you can go as high as 95%. So if you want, you can really increase your coverage level and shrink your deductible that much more. The other caveat we're not used to, as I mentioned, you have to buy this by September 30th. So those that did buy it this year, they can still buy revenue protection or some other farm-level policy if they want by that March 15th deadline. So you can get both.
So one thing that came to mind as you're talking about this margin protection program, can that change with the new farm bill, or does that affect this at all?
Absolutely. Any of this can change in that farm bill. And in or out of the farm bill, I do anticipate changes to margin protection over time. This is the first version. I'd be surprised if, you know, almost every year we have changes to the program. Mm-hmm. I think this would be similar, that probably over time we'll see tweaks and changes to this margin protection coverage going forward as well.
So what else did you want to talk to farmers about today? I know you've already given a session and talked to the farmers here at annual meeting. There are some other changes with crop insurance.
There are, and especially for Southern Illinois farmers, one out of these six changes, the only one I would say is truly negative is related to prevent plant. Individual farm policies automatically include replant coverage and prevent plant coverage. Prevent plant coverage, obviously, if you're prevented from planting your crop, you can simply get you can walk away, leave it as black dirt, and you get a certain percentage of your total guarantee since you couldn't plant a crop. Before last year, that standard prevent plant coverage was always 60% for corn, beans, and wheat. A year ago, they lowered the corn standard prevent plant coverage to 55. Beans and wheat are still at 60. The new change this year relates to the buy-up options. Even though the standard is 55 for corn, 60 for beans and wheat, they've always allowed you, if you want, to buy an additional 5% prevent plant coverage or an additional 10% prevent plant coverage. The change this year is they totally eliminated the 10% buy-up option. You can still buy the 5% additional prevent plant coverage if you want. You can no longer buy the 10%. And as I analyze what Illinois farmers have bought, those that buy-up have been buying the 10%. So that is a reduction in possible coverage in prevent plant.
And of the things you've mentioned so far, if they have a local agent that they're working with that provides crop insurance, definitely they can talk to them and get more information about how these changes would affect their operation or the decisions they make.
Absolutely. And we're doing approximately 50 meetings around the state this winter, starting this coming week. If they want full details on all of these changes and a few more, I'd encourage them to get on countrycrop.com. And they can click on a link that shows them a listing of all 50 meetings that we're having across the state, when and where we're going to be, and they can decide which meeting they'd like to come to get full details.
Sounds great. Doug, I know we didn't mention all of the changes. Is there a final one that you want to mention, or do you think we've covered enough so they've got the gist of the big ones?
There is one other one I guess I wouldn't mind sharing, and that's on yield cups, because it's another important piece. Yield cups have always been in place that if you suffered yield loss from one year to the next, your APH won't drop by more than 10%. It limits how much your APH would drop. That's always been automatic. And if it helped you, they automatically did it, and you were charged a surcharge. This year, the change is, while that yield cup is still available, it's not automatic. You have to tell your agent you want it, so you have to select it. And if you do select it, then there's no longer a surcharge. It's just going to be rated for whatever impact that has on your APH. That will be rated just like all other features.
And once again, that update from Doug Yoder, Crop Agency Manager for Country Financial. And if you'd like to learn more about crop insurance or have some unanswered questions, there is a meeting scheduled for December 11th at 8:30 a.m. at the Montgomery County Farm Bureau office in Hillsboro. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.